Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Sibonge u Blessing Zulu ngokusipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolesibili mhla ka 12 kuMabasa 2023. Ningathi ngolesithathu mhla ka 12 kuMabasa 2023 ngugeyino kumete Saidi endabeni zethu namhla.
Intsha ayishiya lesidakamizwa lokudakaza. Badinge ezinye indlela zokuzivazisa.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ungene umhlangano omkhulu wabatsha namhla lapho bekulabantu abaningi abathi akumelanga abatsha basebenzise izidakamizwa.
Libito laleli bandla kuthiwa yi-SADAG Electoral Advisory Council. Leli bandla leli lika-SADAG ngilo leluleka SADAG etinzabeni tonke ephathelene nelukhetho kulama member states.
Abakunhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community bakwele Zimbabwe. Bakwele Zimbabwe lapho abahlolisisa amalungiselelo okhetho olukhulu oluza kwenziwa eZimbabwe lonyaka.
Siwazwile ama-agreement alezi sindo nhlangothi zonke. Thina njengeZimbabwe community lokho sisaqhubeka sithi thina vele lolu daba lwayenziwa as a political decision, vele lufuna ukuxazululwa as a political decision.
Abadabuka eZimbabwe abalama Zimbabwe exemption permits bathi balandela kakhulu okwethulwa emthethwandaba ngodaba lwamaphephala. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi abatsha kumelanga basebenzise izidakamizwa ngoba zibisela muva impilo yabo njalo zibhidliza ilizwe. Kubika intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisaspanda.
Umnangagwa wethula amazwi la namhla kobulawayo lapha angene khona umhlangano oqoqwe ngabenhlanzo yeVision 2030 Movement ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi Creating a Young People-Led Economy by 2030 through fighting drug and substance abuse. Umnangagwa utshele abatsha laba ukuthi uhulumende wakhe wenza imizamo yonke yokumisa ukusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo ngokubopha bonke abathengisa nokuthatha izidakamizwa. Umnangagwa uthe abasakhulayo kumele bananzelele ukuthi bazinkokheli zakusasa.
Lizinkokheli zakusasa endelani kusasa lizaba ngabake abazinkokheli. Lingakuthathi kancane lokho. Ngiqiniso lempilo indikimba yenu yalomhlangano yokuthi ukwakha inotho entsha yelizwe ekhokhelwa ngabatsha ngo-2030 ngokulisana lezidakamizwa siyayamukela ngenxa yomumo okhona.
Kusenjalo umculo kobulawayo uSandro Ndebele omunye ophatheke kuhlelo lwabatsha lweVision 2030 Movement leWomen for ET uthi usengene kwezombusazo okwenzela ukuncedisa abasakhulayo.
Enza-encourage nabanawo abasakhulayo ukuthi asidingene izindlela zokuthi siphile kunokuthi sibe sithathe isidakamizwa.
Bekulabantwana abaningi bezikolo zama-secondary schools akobulawayo emhlanganweni lo. Umnumzana Leroy Moyo ngumbalisi osakhulayo weMakhwekhwe Secondary School.
Ama-drugs a-affect kuphela esikolo. Ase-affecta yonke i-community. Abantwana abaningi vele these days, hey, ama-drugs bachayisa. So bekulithuba elihle nje ukuthi abantwana bethu kulimukiswa ngendaba lezi zama-drug abuse.
Amazwi kaMoyo agcizelelwa ngumbalisi uMandlovu.
Ukuthi abantwana lathi sizafika sibatshele khona esikufundela ukuthi ama-drugs kawalunganga. Isifiso sami ukuthi ngabe bona laba bema-drugs campaign babuya ezikolo kwenza ukuthi kufunde isikolo sonke. Okay, because as we speak kathi sinasibe le 5 sichiye something like 1,000 students ngale ababe bengafundanga. So siyafisa ukuthi ngabe babuya bafundiswe isikolo sonke.
Kulamanye abamele inhlanganiso ezijene yakade besembuthanweni lo. omunye wabo umnumzana Bekuthemba Ngwenya weZimbabwe National AIDS Council. Ungwenya ukhuthaza abatsha ukuba baziphathe kuhle ukuze bangabanjwa ligciwane le-HIV AIDS.
Intsha ayishiya leli sidakamizwa lokudakala. Badinga ezinye indlela zokuzilibazisa. Kungaba ngama-sports, kube imisebenzi yezandla, but sizame ngazo zonke indlela ukubakhuthaza ukuthi bathiye ukudakala. Njalo inkuthazo yami iye ebadaleni futhi. Abadala sinazileleni ukuthi asiphi abantwana imali matayana abangakwaziyo ukuthi bayise ngayo. Ngoba imali naleyinye i-pocket money igcina sibaningi kakhulu, abantwana begcine be-experimenta ezintweni ezidakayo.
Udubo lwezidakamizwa lusabalele ilizwe lonke kwele Zimbabwe. Lanxa umnangagwa womnyaka ophele wasungula umkhankaso wokulwisana nomkhuba omubi lo wokusetshenziswa lokuthengiswa kwezidakamizwa, owe-National Anti-Drug and Substance Abuse Campaign, ukuvimba kwakuthathwa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo kukhanya ukuchaya idwala ngempama, ngoba inani labathatha izidakamizwa liyakhuphuka eZimbabwe. Ngiyima leStudio 7 kobulawayo, igama lami u-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Abakuhlangothi lwenhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community ababona ngokucebisa iSADC ngokuchiyeneyo bakwele Zimbabwe, lapho abahlolisisa khona indlela okulungiselelwa ngayo ukhetho olukhulu oluzayo. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Kula leli likhokhelwa ngumahluleli uTJ Medlamini owakwele Swaziland, ekhuluma lentatha lezindaba eHarare uDlamini okhokhela iqula leSADC Advisory Council uthi bazaxoxisana lamabandla ezombusazwe lenhlanganiso ezishiyeneyo ngezokhetho.
Mlokuthi thina sibemalunga libandla lelikaSADC, kula mabandla abandla lamaningi lakaSADC, libitela leli bandla kuthiwa iSADC Electoral Advisory Council. Leli bandla leli likaSADC ngilo leleluleka SADC etinsabeni tonke ephathene nelukhetho kula ma-member states. Lebe sikuteleke lapha kubitwa ngesilumbi ukuthi pre-election assessment mission, okusho ukuthi kutohlolwa ukuthi kulolu khetho lesiyakilo ingabe lelive lilungele yini ukuthi luchubeke libambe lolu khetho.
Ugcizelele esithi ukuza kwabo kuleli kuzancedisa ukuba bezwe ukuba imithetho eselizweni iyahambelana na le mithetho esetshenziswa ngabeSADC.
Selilungele yini, lilungele kangakanani ukuthi litobamba lolu khetho lesiyakile. Inhloso yalokhu nje kwasho ukuthi awu, iSADC singumndeni, sisuke sendela kuthola ukuthi likhona intinzawo lapho lalelive litazwa silibanjiswe khona ukuze litokukhona kusilichubele, so that ekugcineni kwakhona sitoba ne-region libona ukuthi awu, kubusika kwayo kude imisindo leminingana kuyafunyelwa la ngako.
Emhlanganweni ababelawo namuhla lintatha lezindaba abeSADC laba babuzisise ngokukhangelelwe ngabaphathi bezindaba. Enye intatha lezindaba esebenza izimele uGracious Sibanda utshelele umhlangano ukuba intatha lezindaba eZimbabwe kazikhululekanga ngesikhathi sokhetho.
Isefithi yethu okwamanje njengentatha lezindaba ayimanga kahle, ngoba njengoba libonile lapha emhlanganweni ukuthi intatha leziningi bezikhuluma ngendaba yokwesaba ukulanda imihlangano yepolitiki, ngoba kusuka kube nzima ukuthi mawuyintatheli uziveze.
Lokho kugcizelelwe zintatheli zindaba eziningi ezingene umhlangano lo. Umnumzana Mabutho Moyo okubandla leZANU-PF uthi
abantu beZimbabwe bayabona ukuthi uhulumende weZANU-PF uhulumende ofisa ukuthi bethuthuke emhlabathini lowo abawulwela kanzima asebe ubambe ngezabo izandla. So hayi, asethuki.
Okubandla eliphikisayo umnumzana Felix Mafalaye uthi
sibona amanye ama-journalist e-ZBC le-state media sebe sima kuma-primaries e-ZANU-PF. Lokho kutshengisa ukuthi they are unprofessional. Abame lokho kwenza ukuthi abantu babahloniphe.
Umnumzana Desire Chuma, ingcweti kwezombusazwe ezimeleyo, uthi kulutshwane okungenziwa inhlanganiso yeSADC ukuguqula indlela ukhetho olwenziwa ngayo kwele Zimbabwe.
ISADC kade yayenza ama-elections lawa, ibuyezwa monitor ama-elections lapha eZimbabwe. But akula inguquko eyayingenzakala. Of course they've engaged the media and they are going to engage other stakeholders, but they've been doing that for quite a long time.
Iqula leli elikhokhelwa nguDlamini lamalunga agoqela unkosikazi Nothemba Chubuyeja, umnumzana Makabole Mafiri osebenzela iSADC, lo mnumzana Elijah Munyuki. ukusasa lizahlangana lebandla leZANU-PF lamabandla aphikisayo ukuthi lingaqeda ukuzwa imibono yabantu libe selisipha iqula leSADC Organ on Defense and Politics yona eza kutsho ukuba bazayo bekhona kuqhutshwa ukhetho olukhulu lonyaka eZimbabwe. Ngimele iThuthu 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa bathi balandela kakhulu udaba oluphanyekwe emthethwandaba yenhlanganiso ye-Helen Suzman Foundation olumayelana lama-Zimbabwe exemption permits azamiswa ukusebenza ngoNhlangula lonyaka. Bathi kukhanya zindala zombili emthethwandaba ngoba kuzwakala angani amagqwetha enhlanganiso le lakahulumende ehlukene kakhulu kumbono emayelana lamaphephala aphiwa abantu abafika phose inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili, 178,000. Abalamaphepha la batshelwa nguhulumende wakwele South Africa ukuba badinge amaphepha amatsha kungakapheli uNhlangula lonyaka. Kodwa abaningi bathi abakaphendulwa nguhulumende. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu, uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa.
Siwazwile ama-argument alezi sindo mhlangothi zonke. Thina njengeZimbabwe community lokho sisaqhubeka sithi thina vele lolu daba lwayenziwa as a political decision, vele lufuna ukuxazululwa as a political decision more than a legal decision. Kodwa-ke asikuvimbi thina ukuthi kulandwe nge-legal angle ngenxa yokuthi abanye bavele mbono enjalo, kodwa sisakholwa ukuthi gesture of goodwill eyalethwa nguhulumende nathi sizayi-approacha njalo, but in the legal fraternity yeke laba benze lawo ma-argument. Sisaqhubeka sikhuthaza abantu bakithi ukuthi kabaphangise ba-aplayele ama-waiver ukuze bathole uku-exemptwa from certain requirements ukuthi ba-aplayele ama-permithi ba-migrate, because from our engagements nama-departments nama-stakeholders iziphathamandla lokho kuyiyo indlela enganceda kakhulu ukuthi abantu bangene ku-mainstream permit, ngoba inayo i-special permit inama-restrictions. Esikukhalelayo kodwa uhulumende we-South Africa yikuthi akunanzelele ukuthi okwenza abantu baze baye e-court yikuthi kunzima uku-migrate from i-special permit usiya ku-mainstream permit, imigomo eminingi abantu abakwazi ukwenelisa ukungena kulawo ma-mainstream permit, and ukuthi akukho easy. And namanje nje noma be-apply ama-waivers lawa sinanzelele ukuthi le website yakhona is handling this poorly, ama-dates okufaka lawo ukusubmit ama-documents lawo for asking for a waiver ku-difficult. So singafisa mpela ukuthi ngabe kuyalungiswa lokho.
Ubona ngazani wena ngokulalela kwakho khonokho okukhulunywa emthethwandaba, ubona ngani kuya ngaphi?
Kunzima ukukhuluma isiphetho senkulumo enkantolo ikakhulu ma isase-in-progress. Kodwa-ke whether kuba in favor of i-government or in favor of ama-ZTP holders, i-bottom line ikuthi nayo i-special permit inama-restrictions thize avele acindezelayo. Kodwa kumele sikunanzelele ukuthi okwenza abantu baze baye-court yi-certain decision after a precedence of ukunikwa ama-permit abantu sebegxilile impilo zabo la bese kuthiwa hhayi pack and go, umuntu sendala engasazazi ukuthi uzoqonda apha yenzeni. So noma singazi ukuthi izophetha kanjani i-court case, whichever way sisakhuthaza abantu ukuthi apply for those waivers.
Singathi kolibo labo abafaka incwadi ezama-waiver lokunye okuthiyeneyo bayaphendulwa yini Mkhwananzi, kumbe yikuzenzela nje ukuthi bengenzani?
Sebebathathu abaphiwe ama-waivers abezekini impela abanjengisidayi bawatholile ama-waivers. Ngine-practical examples zabantu abayi-3 aba-aplaye very recently baphiwa, so kunginika ithemba lokho. Nakhona nje abantu bebaningi okumele kukhangelwe ii-cases zabo. Thina esingakufisa sikucele kuhulumende ukuthi abancedise abantu ngama-waivers la ukwenzela ukuthi ba-migrate to ama-mainstream service.
Umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi yisikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa. Sixoxe laye eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joseph Biden ukwele Ireland lapho akhangelelwe ukuba uzaphatheka ekunanzeni kweminyaka engamachumi amabili lanhlanu 25 years yesivumelwano seGood Friday. Lesi sivumelwano sokulondoloza ukuthula salotshwa phakathi kwenhlanganiso zombangazwe ezimbalwa ngomnyaka ka-1998 ngemva kweminyaka eminingi kuxatshanwa kulelo lizwe ngodaba lokubambanisa ilizwe leli leBrithani okwakufunwa yingxenye yesizwe eyinye ingakufuni. UBiden namhla wenze umhlangano oqakathekileyo lomkhokheli wakweleBrithani umnumzana Rishi Sunak. Ukuzwa okuningi ngalolu daba sixoxele umnumzana Darlington Dube odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele Ireland.
UJoe Biden ufike lapha e-Ireland enhlokodolobha ye-Ireland okuyi-Dublin wabonakala nesiphathamandla zalapha. Ma ekhuluma yena ngowakhe umlomo uthi uzokwakha ubudlelwane lezwe lase-Ireland. Simbone efika lapha e-Dublin endlulela ezweni lase-Northern Ireland. Wafika khona enhlokodolobha yase-Northern Ireland okuyi-Belfast. Lapho ofike khona wathi ufisa ukuthi ahlangane lenhlangano zonke zezimbusazo zezepolitiki zase-Northern Ireland. Sizokhumbula ukuthi ngo-1998 owayengumongameli wase-United States of America uBill Clinton nguye owakrekhaphile okungala isivumelwano bese sibizwa nge-Good Friday esiyiso esayenza kwaba lokuthula phakathi kwezwe lase-Ireland e-Northern Ireland lapho abantu ababesilwa abanye befisa ukuba yingxenye United Kingdom okwakungama colonizers abanye besithi cha bafuna ukuzimela. Ngakho-ke umnumzana uBill Clinton unguye owafikelela esivumelwaneni sokuthula belo prime minister owakudala umnumzana uTony Blair bagcina sebevumelene lohulumeni wase-Ireland ukuthi izwe lase-Northern Ireland lingazimela kodwa lisale lihlangene le-Ireland lingehlukani kodwa lizimele. Ngakho uthola namhlanje ukuthi phakathi kwe-Northern Ireland le-Ireland akulamngcele.
Kubikwa inkaba kaJoe Biden ikhona ngapho njalo kule island liqiniso na
umnumzana uJoe Biden sizokhumbula ukuthi singathi uyisalone sakuleli lizwe ngoba abazali bakhe bazalwa lapha e-island. Lokho kumenza azizwe esekhaya ngoba inkaba yakhe ukhanya ikhona apha kule island.
Wamukelwe njani uBiden isizalwane se-island?
Izizalwane zase-island singathi zilama-mixed emotion, kukhona abamthokozelayo kukhona abangamthokozelayo. Abanye bafila sengathi i-United States yathengisa ngabo kwi-United Kingdom okwakuyibo ababe ngama-colonizers abo. Abanye bayajabulela ukuthi kube lobudlelwane lezwe elifana le-United States of America. Abanye bajabulela ukuthi labo abayibona abasebethu ukuthi babe yingxenye ye-United Kingdom bamjabulela kakhulu.
Umnumzana Darlington Dube isizalwane seZimbabwe esixoxelayo ese-Ireland. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ele Ukraine lithi ibutho lakwele Russia lifana xathu lamalwe cacha e-Islamic State. Lethule lokhu kulandela ukuphume kuvideo eveze ibutho lakwele Russia liquma owakwele Ukraine ngengqamu. Lokhu kwakusenziwa ngamalwe cacha e-ISIS. Umbiko lo siwuzwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Amapolisa akwele Netherlands namhla abophe umuntu othethise umongameli Emmanuel Macron wakwele France. UMacron wethekelela kwele Netherlands. Abe Associated Press babika ukuba umongameli Lazarus Chakwera usekhulule uLandu Musa owayengumphathintambo wendaba zekhaya owatholakala elecala lokwenza ubukhohlakali ekuhulumende. Ukhululwe ngekhefu lephasika. Kuhlandla lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe, namhla sixoxa lentathela izindaba eyake yasebenzela umsakazo we-ZBC esisebenza kwele South Africa uNqobizitha Mkandla oselobe ugwalo olulesihloko esithi The Modern Miracle, Thoughts That Make Golden Sense. Umkandla wake wasebenzela njalo iphephandaba le The Weekend and Business Tribune. Kanti wayengusomabhizimusi odumileyo kobulawayo elesitolo esithengisa impahla ezazibizwa ngokuthi Stone Urban Gear. Umkandla uyisikhulumeli njalo esethula amazwi akhuthaza uZulu i-motivational speaker. Untungamili Nkomo we-Studio 7 ubuze umkandla ukuthi ugwalo lwakhe lolu lumayelana lani kahle kahle.
Likhuluma ngokuthi wena ungumuntu yini ongakwenza ukuthi uphumelele and ungakwenza njani. Yiziphi izinto onazo? Ngoba ngikholelwa ukuthina umuntu wonke ulazo ngaphakathi. Yiziphi into olazo ngaphakathi ongazisebenzisa ukuthi uphumelele? And into eyisiqoqela empilweni yomuntu ingqondo yakhe. Ungakwazi ukusebenzisa imkhumbulo yakho noma kanjani. Izinto ziyahambela kahle yabo uzophumelela, uzokwazi ukwenza zonke izinto zokuhambele kahle. Ngakho leli bhuku lilezi cha ezimbili, ama parts, kuno part A no part B. Nje bese kusiba nama chapters, ama chapters la ngibona awu 15. Kune intro bese kusithi i chapter laqala li intro likhuluma ngama thoughts. Bese kusithi i chapter lesibili ngu the power of love, bese kusiza u the power of beauty. Besukusiza the power of curiosity / enthusiasm. Besukusiza the power of burning desire. The power of creative imagination. The power of the will or willpower. Isinqamisiso sibili upart B siqala ngokuthi you had already started to think even before you were born. Lapha nje sikhuluma ukucisha kube yiscience.
Kahle kahle Mkandla, ungathi ufuqwe yini, kuyini okwenze waloba lolugwalo?
Mfowethu, lolu fuqufuqu logqozi lokuthi ngilibhale lolugwalo lubuya nje ehambeni lwempilo yami engubonile, engihlangane nakho, engufundile, engutholile, mhlambe lalokho engingakutholanga. So kungiphe lona ulwazi nokukhalipha, and then ngase ngithi uyazi ngiyafisa ukuthi nami lokho engifundile ngikwabele laba abanye mhlawumbe ongathola ukuthi basebumnyameni, ngoba ngikholelwa khona ukuthi ngiyuthisha, ngiyakwazi ukufundisa isiphiwo engisitholile leso. Isiphiwo engilaso vele ngizelwe nginakho egazini ukuthi hayi cha, ngiyakwazi ukufundisa. So ngase ngale mfundiso engiyitholile ngiyayibona ukuthi ingaphezulu, and kuyabe kuliphutha ukuthi ngingayithathi le mfundiso ngiyabele abanye. Ngase ngithi hayi, ngizoyaba kanjani, ngizobabela kanjani abanye, ngiyangasakaza ngengaloba emaphephandaba. Ngase ngithi hayi, uyabona ke lolu lwazi lokwenza lezi zinto ithi ngiluse ngaphambili. Ngase ngithi ithi ke ngiqalele lolu gwalo, ngiyazi ukuthi luzovula ezinye izinto. Njengamanje luvulile, sikhona ama YouTube channel esenginayo la ukuthiwa I am wealthy, nayo nje izelwe iyona le process yokulibhala lolu gwalo. So yikho engathi yikho kwangifuqa or okwangipha umdlandla ukuthi ngilibhale lolu gwalo.
Abangathanda ukuthenga lolu gwalo baluthola ngapi, luthengiswa ngapi?
Olufunayo lolu gwalo, The Modern Miracle Thoughts That Make Golden Sense, lilotshwe yimina uNqobisi Damkandla. Angaya nje noma kuyiphi i-bookstore aye babuza ukuthi angalithola na. Mali ngekho asho yena, and then bazolu order. Bal order kuphi? Ikhona i-website yalo lolu gwalo okuthiwa www.themodernmiracle.online. Yona i-website enayo yonke imininingwane, enazo zonke ama details wami, kwala wena i-email address uyayithola lapho, www.themodernmiracle.online. kulapho ke athola khona kwala ama link awama online stores. Ama online stores likhona, liyatholakala ku-Amazon, liyatholakala ku-platform okuthiwa i-Draft to Digital. I-Draft to Digital inama online stores awu 13. Ngikhuluma ngabo abo Apple iStore ikhona ku Draft to Digital. So uma usebenzisa any gadget ye Apple ya ka Apple, i iPhone, iPad, uyakwazi ukuthi uli order lapha online as i-ebook zikhona ezinye izitolo ongakwazi ukuthi uli order and then bazokuthumela iprinted version. So draft digital, Amazon, especially for ama international lawa angaphandle ikakhulu ngaphandle kwase-Africa balithola lapho lolugwalo. Bese kusithi eSouth Africa lapha kune take a lot, uyangena nje uthake a lot ukuthi angifuna ugwalo okuthiwa the modern miracle noma uthi ngifuna ugwalo olotshwe ngonqobo izithamkandla.
Unqobizi Thamkandla intatheli izindaba yeZimbabwe esebenza kwele South Africa esilobe ugwalo lesihloko esithi The Modern Miracle, Thoughts That Make Golden Sense. Ubexoxa lo Ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Uzulu weZimbabwe ukhonona ngeholo kanye lokukhuphuka kwentengo yemali kwamanye amazwe ezitolo lomkambo omnyama. Abantu abaningi bahola idola leZimbabwe loba impahla etshiyeneyo ithengiswa ngamadola eMelika. Bathi bathwele nzima ngokuntshintsha imali yelizwe besenzela ukuthenga ukudla lokunye okuthengiswa ngamadola eMelika. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Intengo yempahla efunwa nguZulu nsuku zonke iqhubekela phambili ikhuphuka, ikakhulu uma umuntu esebenzisa idola leZimbabwe. Unkosikazi Pretty Mpofu othengisa emkambo uthi ukukhuphuka kwentengo yedola leMelika sekusenza labo bengasafuni ukuthatha imali yakuleli nxa bethengisa.
Kunzima ukuthengisa kulezi nsuku ngenxa yokuthi ungaze ufuna ukuthengisa ngale imali yakithi esithi ibond kumbe iRTGS. Kusuka kube nzima ngoba esikhathini ezinye nxa ufuna ukuyahoda ama-suppliers amaningi abefuna i-foreign currency. Okungangokuthi nxa ungathengisa ulutho lwakho namuhla ulale uluthengise nge-RTGS, kusasa ususithi uyadinga imali emkambo omnyama esingathi i-black market, kuba nzima ukuthi uyithole imali yokuhoda ngoba ama-rates angikhona akhwela every day, every hour. So kuforced ukuthi njengama traders lati sithengise ikakhulu sikhangele sifuna i-foreign currency okunjenge bond note sicine singasakuthathi.
Umnumzana Mqondisi Maphosa osebenzela uhulumende uthi bayaphoqeka ukuthi bathenge imali emkambo omnyama ukuze benelise ukuthenga lapho okungcono khona.
EZimbabwe sokuvele sisazi ukuthi singumhlambi kazalo sile, imali siyidinga ngazo zonke indlela. Ngawu samukela imali yakuleli uyadinga indlela zonke zokuthi uyiguqule ibe imali yangaphandle kwelizwe. Masinyane masinyane usanda kuyamukela ingazi ihlangane le-rate eqansayo, ube susiyathenga-ke ema-shopping la amancane ama-tuckshop agcwele yonke indawo, yikho lapho kungcono khona. Nxa ufuna ukuthenga ngemali yakuleli uyathenga-ke emagrosari amakhulu, lakho kunzima futhi ukuthi uthenge khonapho ngoba uyasho ukhangela intengo uthi uyaqathanisa laphandle uzabona ukuthi phandle kusala kungcono.
Umnumzana Anthony Majongosi, umgcinisihlalo weZimbabwe Nurses Association, uthi kulobunzima ekuthengeni idola leMelika.
Bona futhi ukuthi bayasinika imali eningi yethu i-RTGS, imali lapha yeZimbabwe, kodwa ukuthenga izinto ezitolo kusebenziswa i-forex, basebenzisa ama-use. Kutsho ukuthi vele imali yethu ayisekwanisa ukuthi siyisebenzise ema-shops khonapho. Kodwa kuyayibangela futhi ukuthi umuntu angayithola isalari yakhe agijime e-black market lapha achintshe imali ukuthi ibe ama-user, akwanise ukuthi athenge okumbe abhadale ama-bills akhe. Kuyabangela ukuthi sisale singela imali endawo ukuthi i-black market vele iyadula ukuyitshintsha imali leyana.
Lokhu kusekelwe unkosikazi Nomsahadebe, isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo.
Kuyadanisa esikuthola ezitolo ngoba intengo zitshintsha phose malanga onke, ikakhulu nxa ukhangela intengo ye-RTGS lama-US dollar. Ukuthi siyethenga ama-US dollar emkambo kuyadula ngoba akula ntengo emileyo, umuntu lo muntu ulentengo yakhe. Okokuthi ngabe liyahle likhitshwe i-RTGS kusebenze eyangaphandle imali ngoba yiyo elesisindo.
Idola leMelika lithengwa ngamadola eZimbabwe ayinkulungwane lengxenye emkambo wensitha, i-1500 Zimbabwe dollars, kuthi ebhanga lithengiswa ngamadola ayisitshiyagalolunye, i-$949.82. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Live Talk namhla sixoxa ngodaba lwamaZimbabwe exemption permits olwahlulelwa emthethwandaba wePretoria High Court. singakagqiba uhlelo lwanamhlanje sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi akumelanga abatsha basebenzise izidakamizwa. Abakunhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community bakwele Zimbabwe lapho abahlolisisa amalungiselelo okhetho olukhulu oluza kwenziwa eZimbabwe lonyaka. Sesilugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Gumede Saidi ngisithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.